This episode is sponsored by Ryan Buckland, a.k.a. Lucathulu. He says, thanks for the great podcast and the fun servers.
It's almost time for Control Point.
I am loading stuff up in the browser.
There we go.
Prepare to attack the enemy's control points.
Get behind me, Doctor!
I am fully charged!
You are listening to Control Point, a Team Fortress 2 podcast with Brent Copeland, Eric Fullerton, Wes Wilson, and Spencer Williams.
Control Point, episode 98, recorded on December 10th, 2009.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Spencer Williams.
You guys always make fun of me for not joining in, but totally, you guys didn't join in this time.
Well, we our precognition circuits are blown.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We always have to have Brent lead the train.
The charge. Yeah. I want everybody to lead the charge this week. I'm setting out a goal for everybody. Everybody, okay, see how many hours you can play Soldier this week.
I know how many I can play Soldier.
How many? I bet it's zero.
Zero.
Yeah, because your computer's not running it, is it?
I'm going to see if I can get it running, just so I can play Soldier all the time and defeat your dreams.
Well, you know, while you're in town, we're going to have a bunch of geeks down for CBCon 3. Someone there can fix your computer.
My computer's in California right now, so...
That might be difficult, then.
Yeah.
There's a briefcase here.
Yay!
Oh, my God, are we doing a show?
We're doing
like
a show.
I've talked about nothing.
And I got a briefcase, and I'm really excited about it.
Briefcase.
Cool.
Wes has got a briefcase. Wes has got a briefcase. Case.
And stuff. Okay, you want me to open it?
Our briefcase?
Should I open it now?
Might as well.
Should I open it now?
We're not really doing anything else, so yeah, sure.
I like how you're not opening it and saying, should I open it now?
Okay, in the briefcase, we have a Christmas tree with sticky bomb ornaments.
Is it Christmas again?
It is. It's Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for
playing Soldier.
We have some new female models.
Yes, they'll be walking through that door any moment now.
Yep. We have a bag of Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Delicious. Yep.
We have Doug Lombardi's driver's license to add to our collection of Doug Lombardi's personal effects.
Yes.
He might want that back. Let's mail that back to him.
And all of you Doug Lombardi stalkers that get us all this great Doug Lombardi stuff, we love you.
Yeah.
And we have some old bunny corn from 2 years ago. Ew.
What?
Nice.
You're totally going to eat anyway, aren't you?
I am. Actually, I have like tons and tons of sweet tarts in front of me.
I couldn't tell, Mr. Hyper McHyperpan.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got something else to say. You want to hear it? Okay, and our last thing is we've got a TF2 update.
What?
A class update.
What?
I'm not kidding.
We do?
It might even be live by the time people are listening to this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Wow.
Well, except for the people who are listening to it live.
And this is the thing.
This is an exciting one, too. Are we going to talk about it now?
No.
This is the thing that the update just happened, like, minutes ago.
Yes.
Well, maybe 20 minutes ago.
Say the update, we should say they have announced that they are going to begin teasing us about the update tomorrow.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so.
But
Smart A's!
But first, hey, Brent, what do you think about our servers?
You know, I played on the servers the other day, and it was amazing. I had no lag. I got so many frags, and I was playing medic, and I didn't have to worry about like not being able to latch on to someone because they were ghosting, because we have the best servers out there. The servers from lowpings.net.
Lowpings.
And I urge everybody who wants a quality server to go today to lowpings.net. You can get dirt cheap servers. You can get them for just a few slots, or you can get a full 32 slot if you want to, I believe. So go do it today.
And Ventrilo servers.
That's true. And
check them out. You gotta have Ventrilo. Do they have TeamSpeak?
You know, I don't know, but I would say just go with Ventrilo. Yeah. I used to be a big TeamSpeak freak, just because it was free, yeah. right? But there's nothing like just the ease and setup. And that's one thing I love about Low Pings. If you need to set up anything, all web-based, if you want to. I mean, you can get in there and dig around and stuff. But if you want to do it over the web, do it over the web. Do it. There's iPhone apps that work with it. Mm-hmm. So it's all gravy.
Isn't it great to be to have a sponsor that we actually like? I mean, you know, this isn't like... we're sponsored by Massengill. You know, it's not.
I don't know. I appreciate them.
Massengill helps me through those bad times.
It can help you swim and play tennis.
So anyway, that's enough about Low Pings. What else we got?
We got the status.
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 I hate saying it like that.
Really? Why?
Status. It's like Vista.
Vista. Status. Yeah.
We got a status here.
All right.
I see there's only one person that's got stuff in their status, though.
Yeah, that's me.
I mean, I played some. I just kind of... It all merges together these days when I play.
Yeah.
Like, I forget kind of who all was there because it's all, like, big names, right? And it's just, like, fun to play with them. But, so, yeah.
Yeah, I have a... I played a lot because I wasn't on the episode last time because I was sick. But I was still sitting here in the room switching cameras and getting everyone else sick with the hearing aids, apparently. But I played a lot. I played on a couple of odd times. I played on a Wednesday night or a Tuesday, you know. I also, of course, play every Friday. You know, really, anybody who wants to play with me, play on a Friday night. Because guaranteed I'll be playing, you know, Friday night.
I want to play with you, Eric.
Me too.
So, anyway, we played some Snowfort because that is the Christmas map of choice. It's the only Christmas map that I know of, but it's
so
also
far.
The best. Yeah, so far. It was a whole lot of fun. I played a couple of new maps. Johnny Napalm has been putting a lot of new maps on the server. Whether these are really new or not, they're new to me. but I did have some fun playing some new maps. I didn't actually write down what the names are, but Johnny has a nice state of the servers this week where he added some more. Anyway, then I have been playing a lot more Demo Man. I think every episode I say that. That is my LPC, but it's been a lot of fun. It's a nice change from Pyro and Engie because it's just different. So I've been playing a lot of that. So I'm pretty excited about this update because, I mean, I'm going to keep playing it.
Are you talking about the update already?
Oops.
But, Eric, don't play Soldier this week. Play Demo Man.
Okay. Why? Are you Soldier?
No, it's just I'm figuring you haven't played much Demo Man. You probably suck.
Yeah. I think Soldier might be my number four or something. Maybe number three? I don't remember. Anyway, so, yeah, that was my status. I want to keep it quick because we got a ton of news.
I didn't really do anything this week because I was too busy trying to get my video card RMA'd. But I did cheat, and I went to Staples and bought a card with cash, and I used their 14-day return policy to return it while I waited for my video card to come back.
Managed to do that?
Yeah, yeah. And actually...
Because what he's not telling you is last night, or night before last, he was saying, yeah, I was going to do that, and then I realized, oh, it's the 15th day.
Yeah, I did keep it one day too late, and they didn't even ask me any questions. They took it back. So I immediately drove over to Office Depot with the money that I got in return from Staples, and I bought a card at Office Depot, and I'll return that when I get my other card back.
Nice. Wow, there's some sponsors we are never going to have.
So there you have it. Irresponsibility. My name is Wes.
Sweet.
You're like the Beastie Boys of the TF2 scene here.
Yeah. So what you want?
So I guess that...
Spencer?
Oh, yeah.
Me? Like we mentioned earlier in the show, and if you've been listening to the show, you know I've been having epic computer problems. It seems like I've been having epic computer problems since we started the show.
Hmm. Yeah, I think maybe there's a correlation there.
Have you pondered? Have you pondered that maybe you just have computer problems because it's you?
Have you considered the fact that you might be a dick?
I have, but
it's still under warranty, and so I sent it to the manufacturers who made this ridiculously overly expensive computer that my dad bought. And I'm probably not going to get it back until next year, because according to UPS, it's not even going to get there until December the 15th, which is just in time for me to leave for Huntsville, because I'm leaving for Alabama on December the 18th, so that's next Friday. And in the meantime, the only thing that I've got is my laptop, and my laptop is not really a gaming machine. So I have been playing a lot of Altitude, which is my new favorite game. I love that game so much.
I don't know that game. What is that game?
It's on Steam. It was released this week. It is a class-based side-scrolling airplane game.
Okay. Is it like a shmup?
No. It's a multiplayer game.
Okay.
And it's a shmo.
It's a shmo.
And I highly recommend it. There's a demo, and you can give it a shot and try it out, and it's a lot of fun. And I have been playing it. And it has a level-up thing, and I love leveling up, and it's fun.
Leveling up is fun.
And so I don't have TF2 installed on my laptop because I've had it installed before, and it's okay, but it's not great. But now that I have to defeat the demo man, I'm going to have to install it, just to play.
Are you talking about the update, too?
I might be. I might be.
You people and your ruining of good things.
Ruining. Speaking of ruining good things, I have a nice little surprise for our audio listeners, not our video viewers, but I forgot to hit record on our little card here. So the audio is about to get really a lot better for you audio listeners once I put the card in and start recording.
Wow.
And we're back.
You know, that
does sound much better.
That's an old joke on this podcast.
Oh, oops, forgot to record. Yeah, I think Spencer did that one first. Always record.
Did I actually forget to record? I don't remember.
Yeah, and you were all mad about it. It was awesome. I think I put the outtake at the end of the episode. When you're like, God.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to find out what episode that is, because I like listening to myself when I'm mad.
Which is always.
Always.
Well, someone who doesn't forget to record or, fix the servers, let's listen to him.
What's the state of the server? What's the state of the server? What's the state of the server with Johnny Napalm?
Greetings, CP community. It's your friendly neighborhood server admin, Johnny Napalm, here with this week's State of the Servers for episode 98. Basically all map stuff for the most part. We updated CTF Vector to B3, updated CTF Harp to B2, which removed the custom textures to avoid the waffle fire issue. More on that later. And then we updated PL Outback in the map listing to be the RC4 version. We actually had the right map on the servers, but I forgot to update the map list file, so it was still telling you that you had RC3 on there. That is corrected now. PLR pipeline has been yanked from the rotation. Actually, it seems like we did that a while ago, but I just wanted to kind of reiterate that so people won't expect to get that inflicted on them by the rotation, and I doubt very much anyone's going to vote for it. Speaking of PLR maps, though, I'm going to look at probably picking up some of the ones that came out of the TF2 maps contest. There look to be some pretty cool looking ones in there, so maybe we'll give some of those a try one of these days soon. Harp in the rotation, I replaced that with CTF Vector just to see if people are going to like Vector a little bit better, although I've seen some feedback in the forums that might suggest otherwise, but we'll see. I made a couple of other rotation tweaks, so please do go to the forums, visit deadworkers.com/community, go to the Control Point forums, and check out the map rotation and map list thread. Post your feedback there. Also added King of the Hill Lighthouse RC3 at the suggestion of one of our listeners, Flunk. Thank you very much for that. It's a nifty looking map, so please do check it out. If people like it a lot more than, say, Nucleus, I'll go ahead and replace Nucleus with Lighthouse. So yeah, get out there and check that one out. We did the TF2 update on December 7th. That was probably the smoothest update, at least since I've been the server admin. Went really quickly and without any problems. One of the things, though, that was fixed in the TF2 update on December 7th was the waffle fire particle problem. So that's fixed, so maybe we might be updating CTF Harp to B3 to add the custom textures back in. But we'll see if the map maker actually goes and does that. That's all for this week. Get out there and play.
That's good trip!
That's the state of the server with Johnny Napalm.
I can't believe he forgot to update the map list and people still thought they were playing RC3. What is this, amateur hour? Come on, Johnny.
So that's awesome. No more waffle fire. You'll be missed. Harp was cool. I liked Harp. Vector. What's your vector, Victor?
Over or under?
What's your clearance, Clarence?
Nice. Anyway, I like Vector. Vector. Victor.
What's your Eric, Steven? I don't know how this game works.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Cyan said in the chat room that the OmegaCon episode was the one where Spencer forgot to record.
Really?
So go check that out. Yeah.
Did we call Spencer on that
we
one?
We didn't call...
We must have.
No.
Are you calling Cyan a liar?
I am.
Ooh, it's on.
I can't remember.
There's no...
He said it's the one we put the clip on, at least. So, you know.
Maybe we talked about OmegaCon like before it or after it or something.
Oh, okay. It might have been the episode before, but we talked about it on that one. I don't know. Does it really matter?
This is awesome. I love
this is awesome.
This is the best show ever.
Because it really does. There's a lot of meat there.
My navel is the best navel of this entire room.
Okay. Attention, employees!
Oh, yeah. You know what we like to call this segment?
I don't. What do we like to call it?
On the loudspeaker.
I love how you guys just did that completely spontaneously without planning it or anything. That's amazing.
No, we got a lot of eye communication going on.
That is no joke. I'm not kidding you. This is how that happened. I looked over. Eric was sitting up in his seat, and he looked like he was holding his breath, which meant I'm about to do something. Follow my lead. And me and Brent both picked up on it.
Your navel is awesome. Wow. So anyway, on the loudspeaker, we got some big news as of today. Well, as of yesterday, there was that thing that said friendship ends in one day, and it was this wicked comic from Valve about the announcer. And did they ever give a name to the announcer's like assistant there?
Yeah, she had a name in it.
Pauline,
I think it was.
Yes, like so that. The announcer and Pauline, and they were discussing the fact that there was a illegitimate friendship, according to them, illegitimate, between the red demo man and the blue soldier, and now they have to wreck that friendship by killing each other.
Yes.
And that means that there's going to be a pyro, I'm sorry, not pyro, why did I get pyro? A demo man and soldier update. They are both going to get three new items like all the other updates, but with a twist. The over the course of the update period, whichever class kills the most of whichever of the other class gets a fourth weapon or fourth item of some kind.
So play demo.
Yeah. No one's going to do that, Wes.
Play demo.
I think they're going to lie about it. I think they've already picked the winner.
Really?
Yeah, it's Red Demo Man.
That's very cynical of you.
It's Red Demo Man. Red always wins in their eyes.
Well, okay.
I don't like it because I'd rather the soldier win.
I don't think
win.
So. I think this is on the level. Yeah, and I think that they will secretly release the fourth item for the opposing class, and someone will get it as a random drop like someday, and oh my god, what the hell is this? It's something.
I like how Ring Ding King called it a bad bromance.
I love the art, though, the whole comic. It was really cool. I was speculating to see, you know, I was trying to figure out, you know, what was going on, and I thought the fact that, you know, the announcer, or actually she's called the administrator, is, you know, found a, you know, a bromance, I guess, as you call it, and so she's pitting them both together, you know, or against each other. So what would destroy them both? See, I was thinking, I was looking a little too far into it, and I'm thinking maybe a dude with sentries and, you know, and stuff like that. You know, something like their enemy. So I thought, you know, is this a really weird way to introduce the NG update? But you know.
So yeah, you were like, I saw this on Twitter too. I like saw people, someone, I forget who it was, said, I can't believe everyone's like thinks this is going to be the Soldier and Demo Man update. I'm going to laugh so hard when they're wrong.
Yeah, because they're thinking that Valve is way too clever for that. It wouldn't be the obvious, but it was the obvious.
Well, I mean, we called Valve it here first.
Clever enough to do something else.
Multiple
but they're
times.
Also, they don't have to be clever all the time.
Yeah.
So,
I think,
go ahead. Speculation on the fourth weapon? Hmm. Do you think it's actually going to be a weapon, or do you think it's going to be something like, I don't know, a radio, so they can call an airstrike or something like that?
I think it's going to be the Soulnet.
Yeah, I was actually kind of sad that this wasn't the chief update.
It could be something cosmetic. It could be a hat or something like that.
Well, it's a weapon. It's a fourth weapon.
Well, I mean, they call the sandwich a weapon, too.
Right.
It's really not.
Right.
But, I mean, it could be just something completely useless. It could be, you know, like you can throw a dead chicken at someone, which would be awesome. Valve, hint, hint, I want dead chicken throwing in TPFT. But, you know, it also wouldn't be something that would break the game or anything like that.
Right.
And that's what I'm thinking. It's either going to be like basically another melee weapon that kind of goes along with whatever their melee weapon is. Or maybe they need to introduce a new play style. And they need some new function that's kind of like a leadership function. That's why I was thinking maybe a radio or something.
Yeah.
And maybe they could call in some plants. Because this is coming from the administrator who does all the like communication and phone stuff.
Yeah.
So it seems like it makes sense to me that it would be something along the lines of communication that they get from her. You know. But
I don't know. I think we're getting back into thinking Valve is more clever than they're being here. Area. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the big things about this is the introduction of friendship, you know, with the announcer sounds and everything like
more
that.
More storylines, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe not
no,
more
I mean,
lore.
Building upon the lore that they already have.
I mean, they
I,
are,
I
right?
Think,
we get to
I
see
think that the path that I see them taking is lots of little tiny changes that change the game for a brief period of time, and then it goes back to normal, and then they'll do something else. Because, I mean, we've got this cool rivalry thing going on that's going to really change the game for like a week, but then it's going to go back to normal. I think that's just what they're going to keep doing. They're going to keep throwing like little tiny wrenches in every now and then to change it up.
It seems like something that's permanent, something that, you know, they sat around a table at Valve and thought, you know, what's something that's never been done in a FPS in a team-based game? Well, what about, you know, befriending the enemy and doing something? I thought, you know, what if it's the opposite of a domination? What if you're friends with someone instead of you're dominating them, and then you get a certain perk?
Because you don't kill them?
Well, Valve has flat out said that, you know, the new sound files and all that is not a new mode. It is not a new game mode.
Right. That's why I think it's a new mechanic. And they said it has nothing to do with your Steam friends. They just came out
and
said that.
No, it has to do with the fact that the Soldier and Demo Man are friends. I mean, they've already announced what it is. I think you're reaching here.
Yeah, I think
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of them, actually. I mean, if you... And you might not be able to hear this, Spencer, but...
You have failed
But I have some sounds here.
Your friendships. You have betrayed my trust. You have betrayed everyone. Friendship ends in 10 seconds. Friendship ends in 30 seconds.
Anyway.
Betrayal will not be tolerated.
Well, okay. Here's what I'm talking about. Because there was a Kotaku article about this.
Uh-huh.
And Valve said specifically, and well, not specifically, because I might be a little bit wrong on the quote, but they said the important thing to note is who is hearing these quotes.
Right.
And they said that the day before they released this comic about the Soldier and the Demo Man. I just think I think it's reaching to say that it's not going to be just for the Soldier and Demo Man thing at this point.
I just think that it's like a new mechanic that's only for the two classes. It's kind
I
of
think
weird.
Those are the only ones who are going to hear that. Wave file.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's temporary. I think it's like the Halloween update was temporary because they added, you know, exploding pumpkins. That was cool. They added a ghost. That was cool. But it's That's not true. Like a permanent thing.
But, you know,
why not? Why don't we get permanent ghosts? Well, it's in the lore.
You're going to get a permanent fourth weapon, right? And we've always kind of talked about the Demo Man and the Soldier Man kind of have similar attributes, right? Their weapons and stuff. So would it be too far of a stretch to say maybe they just give the other class's weapon? And now you can be a Demo Man running around with a rocket launcher.
That's interesting.
Or a soldier running around with a pipe gun.
That's cool. I like that idea. But everyone should play the soldier.
I'm just saying there's definitely a mechanic. I mean, because they wouldn't say things like friendship ends in 10 seconds. So it is a thing that occurs.
Not necessarily. No, it's the beginning of the match.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, go out and kill your buddy.
Yeah, but why would they
start? We're going to find out really soon, anyway.
Well, I know, that's true. And we're going to sound stupid.
We aren't.
You are.
Just you.
It's the Eric is dumb hour.
I want to hear more about this lore.
He's a dreamer.
Tell me about the lore.
I love the lore, Pauline. And the fact that you can see like where the announcer works and all the little switches, you know, and she can just...
I want to see the comic. Make it a real comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us more lore.
Give us more lore.
No.
That's just for you, Wes.
We want lore. Just, we want it.
Just no.
What do you have against lore, Wes?
Because people are taking it seriously, and I don't like that.
It's still fun. I mean, just because some people who may or may not be on this podcast are taking it way too seriously and making it not fun for the rest of us.
Okay, well, do y'all know what the weather is like today?
Cold.
The weather outside is frightful.
No, it's hostile with a chance of violence. That's what it says on the newspaper.
Oh, really?
That was funny.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that's some news.
That's some news right there.
So anyway, I think we should put the exclamation point above the podcast's head right now to indicate that we have a quest to give.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And so if you right-click on us, then your journal will have a quest added to it that is for every CP player to play the Soldier so the Soldier wins.
Yes.
Nice. No.
The Soldier's blue, by the way.
How many times can you kill Wes in 1 week?
Nice.
That's a great game.
I don't,
Valve should totally add that as a permanent mechanic.
I don't like this game.
So, Eric, you're going to play a lot of Demo Man this week?
Yeah.
And you're going to play a lot of Demo Man?
Yes.
And Spencer, you're going to play a lot of Soldier?
I'm going to play a lot of Soldier.
Okay, we got to have an epic match with the four of us in there.
It's on. Yep. It's on.
And I'll even play blue, just in the spirit of the update. I'll even play
blue.
But
that means
Soldier.
Wes would have to play red.
I'm okay with that. I play red a lot lately. I've been hitting random. And the reason I've been doing it is because I keep feeling like the teams are kind of stacked sometimes, and I don't want to participate. Random. I don't want to be involved in the stacking.
I always pick red.
I usually pick blue, but I have been doing random lately.
Sweet. Now that we got that out of the way.
I would just like to note that so far this episode, I think Eric is more wrong than Wes is.
Wow.
Well, since you think Eric's more wrong, let's hear something about Eric and listener contributions.
Listener contributions. Dun dun. This is the part where we talk about the contributions from listeners. Listener contributions.
All right.
Nice.
It's like a Wesley Willis song.
It is. It is exactly like a Wesley Willis song.
Can you just at the end say something like, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions?
Nice. All right. So what do we got here?
We got an email here from Ice Cold.
Ooh, Ice Cold.
Says, hey guys, love the podcast. Best things I ever found. Anyway, I'm the other admin from Shadow Kiwi's fan server. And him and I have been trying to set up some CP fan games on the server with people from the community. And so far, we have had only one, maybe two successful games so far, but both have had great moments from the players saying that it was the most fun I've ever had, except for that time on CP1. So I was wondering if you guys would be so kind as to read this out in the next podcast and listener contributions for something and announce that every second Friday of the month, there will be a CP fan game held on Shadow Kiwi's fan server. More than likely, either him or I will be on to monitor the maps and players so we don't get any annoying ones. Just a thought would be great if we could get the server live again. Thanks a heap. Ice Cold.
Sounds good. A little planned game action. I like it.
And that's the Australian server, correct?
Yes.
Sweet.
The fan server.
Yes.
And yes, we will read this on the episode for you.
Are you sure? Right.
Yeah. So, okay. Next, we've got a little audio tidbit.
Oh, my God, guys. It's Ash. You won't believe what just happened. I just got bit by a radioactive T-Pain, and now, like, I can auto-tune whenever. Like, it's just, it's natural now. It's like I've got an auto-tune superpower. Like, just check this out. Hello, Shari. See, like, I didn't even do it. It's just, anyway, I figured I'd better answer your question, like, with my superpower and see how it turned out. So here we go.
My question is, given the current political climate in the United States, do you think Napoleon could be elected president?
Now, assuming you mean Napoleon Bonaparte, I wrote a very long essay to answer you, Charlay. And it goes something like this. Are you ready, Charlay? No, he wasn't born in America.
That's right.
Eh. What do you think? I'm stupid or something?
Whoa.
Eh. But for now, my question for you this week is, eh, are you more excited for CBCon 3 or episode 100? Whoa. Spin it one last time, Lady Spencer. Yeah.
Eh. My question is, eh, given the current political climate in the United States. Do you think Napoleon could be elected president?
Shit! What, I lose my auto-tune superpowers when the song ends? That's bullshit!
So, you heard the question.
But I didn't understand it. There's too much auto-tune on it.
Which one are you looking forward to the most? CPCon or episode 100?
Ooh.
I can't choose. What I'm excited about is playing episode 100 at CBCon 3.
Really?
Yes.
That's like my least favorite part.
He said
part.
You're not allowed to answer like that. You have to choose.
I think that's going
to
be so lame.
Well, I'm going to choose CBCon 3 because I know episode 100 is going to be playing.
I'm far more excited about CBCon than I am about episode 100.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really more excited to see what people think about it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
yeah,
the narcissist in me, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be cool playing it early.
Yeah.
And hearing what people have to say about it.
Tears.
No, but seriously, like, while at CPCon 3, while everyone's listening to episode 100, I'm going to, like, I don't know, go watch Dragon Ball Z or something.
I think me and Eric and Brent are going to live action role play episode 100.
Well, I was going to see if we were going to get some like puppets together or something, because then
if we had puppets,
I would not watch Dragon Ball Z. I would totally be involved with.
Well,
the
we
puppets.
Could do puppets.
I like puppets.
Yeah, I like puppets.
You know what I like better than puppets?
What?
Cheese. I love cheese.
Oh God, I love cheese too.
I like Tasty. The Tin Man.
You like Tin Man?
I would like to say I'm very afraid of this radioactive T-Pain that's apparently out there. I think I'm going to have to go to the store and get some T-Pain spray.
Yeah.
So, moving
wah,
on.
Wah, wah.
There's someone in the chat room named Tin Man.
Okay.
Shout-out.
So, we've got an MP3 from Operator.
Hey, CP. Operator here.
In episode 92, Bot Crotch, Wes proposed the segment, Fluke or Valid Strategy? I think I've got one for you. I was playing Spy on Turbine, and disguised as an enemy, convinced a teammate to stage a mock battle with me. As soon as the enemy emerged from the garage door to help, I would stab him in the back. This worked half a dozen times, and I set my record for backstabs. So is this a fluke or valid strategy?
I think that goes along the lines of friendships and stuff.
Oh, God. I'm going valid strategy.
Unless
there's a bunch of pyros on your team.
It's almost griefing, though.
What?
How is it griefing?
I don't know. It doesn't killing, seem like it's like...
You're killing the
Eric
other team.
Eric is wrong.
Eric at wrong hour. What's going on, dude? It's not the robot Eric.
Well, he's pretty much befriending him and trusting
him. He's a spy!
Well, yeah. You're right. It's part of the... it's part of the whole character. I guess he's really getting into character.
No, I think you're missing. I think you're missing the point here.
Okay.
Imagine I'm the spy, and Brent is the soldier that's pretending to fight the battle. Uh-huh. We're both blue.
Right.
Okay. I switch to red. I make myself look like a red player, and we fight outside of the red spawn. Now we're on the same team. There's no communication cross faction or anything here,
right.
And then all I do is I stab the red players
fighting?
Out
because the spy can't like shoot a like grenade you or
jump around
fake it
like, yeah
okay, so it's putting on a charade. It's totally not griefing because you're not, well, I mean, it's not griefing,
it's
but,
sort of on the same lines of like backing into the enemy team as a spy, right? Trying to make them think that you're holding off the enemy and kind of backing into them,
right?
You know, and then you run around and you backstab them.
Okay, I think I totally misunderstood the question, but yeah, that sounds like a valid strategy. Just, you know, another way of fooling the enemy.
But why are you bringing up griefing? Do y'all like consider like spawn camping and things like that griefing anymore?
Actually, yeah. there's a question about spawn camping in here.
Okay, so maybe
someone
I should hold off on my thoughts on
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, we got an email from Phaser here, who he is apparently set to stun.
Wait,
hello, CP. Would you kindly go and check tf2stats.net?
Wait. You're in the wrong document, I think.
No, he's just way down.
Oh, we're on Etter.
Etter 30. Oh.
I was totally confused.
Now it's the Spencer's stupid hour.
God, this is the worst podcast ever.
Top 10, baby.
Hey there, CP Editor 30 here.
I think Spencer quit.
With a question for the host.
I'm just such dumb by my own moronicness.
As you have all noticed, there was a Halloween event with a map and hats. Do you think there'll be a Christmas event or even Easter? Love the podcast. And, of course, the player of the week. Keep up the good quality work. Thanks, Editor 30.
I hope they have this update, and I hope they put Snowfort in the update as the map, and I hope they update Snowfort with more Christmas trees and presents that explode and things like that as their event map.
That'd be cool. I think it would be kind of odd to have a big dual update going on and a special event. I could be totally wrong, but I think it's a pretty overwhelming as a player to have all these new elements thrown at me all at once. I think that's a little too much. And if they're deciding not to have a Christmas update because of the big duel update, I think the timing was bad. I would have rather have had a Christmas event and then in February or something, or in January, had the duel update.
I don't know. And I think that for Valve, it makes sense to have a big class update right before Christmas. So, you know, for example, we're doing CP Secret Santa, and they're going to have a whole bunch of sales. And on top of that, they're going to be able to put this big old sign on top of TF2 that says, new update just released. It's awesome. And it's got sound files that are totally freaking Eric Fullerton out.
you're really right about that. They're in the business to make money. I mean, they're in the business to, I mean, they want to make a balance in a fun game, which they do, but let's be honest, they want to sell copies. So
they're not worried about selling copies. They just want to blow our minds.
here's an idea. If Valve doesn't do this, I want someone in the community to do this. I don't know if it can be done, but if you can do it, we will put this on our server as in the rotation. I want a map that's a big Christmas tree in the center. And basically, it's the capture point for the briefcases for both teams. And then have, like, all these spawn points at the corners of the maps where briefcases that look like presents. And your goal is to see how many presents you can get under the tree. Now, you can kill people and take their presents and they are, you know, keep them from putting the presents under the tree. But it's kind of like this mad rush of everybody trying to fill presents under the tree to get points.
That's a good idea. I especially would like it if you could open up presents that were for the other team. So you can, like, say, ooh, look, I got this train set that you were going to... Oops, I dropped... Oh, it's broken.
Friendship.
See, and I think they need to have a payload race map where each side has a sleigh and reindeer, and your goal is to go along and deliver your presents to all your team's stockings by the end of the thing before the other team does.
Wow. That's pretty weak. But it'd be fun. I mean...
No, it's the West Stupid Hour.
I don't know what
my turn's next.
Okay, hey CP, it's Dr. KGB here. Very long time listener, and I've forgotten how to read. Oh my god! Very long time listener and first time writing in with a question. Do you think that if a Team Fortress Disc expansion pack or Team Fortress 3 came out, do you think there should be a free microphone to come with the game when you buy it so there are no quiet players who complain that they don't have a mic and be text griefers? Thanks and keep making the great podcasts. Is this a problem?
I think vocal griefing is way worse than text griefing.
And not only that, I think half the people are, hell, 90% of the people who say they don't have a mic are full of crap, and they just don't want to talk over the voice chat.
And honestly, that's fine. I think it's okay if someone doesn't want to talk.
So no, put in a miniature chief figurine with the next expansion.
Nice. But we better get royalties.
Yeah.
And when he says royalties, he means, you know, nice teas that say royal on the front.
So I just...
Brent Stupid Hour right here.
Yay! I don't think that would be a good idea because they put enough voices in the game that interact with the situation that...
I'm sick of people talking anyway. Shut up. I want to play this game.
I don't think it's a good idea because the chief figurines would clearly come to life and kill us all in our sleep.
In the cupboard, right?
Either that or they would save the museum from whatever was going wrong with it.
Do you live in a museum?
Night in the museum.
Okay, dear CP, I really need your help. I fail when it comes to computer games. I've never played a computer game because my computer can't run them, so I need you guys to tell me what to do. I need to run TF2 on a laptop. Yeah. Thanks for the help, PS. Nice hair, Wes, from CP_Lostchild. So I love this. Wow. We've got a community member.
Do you think that was genuine? Do you think it was like genuine? I like your hair, Wes. Or do you think it was like, yeah, right, Wes. Nice hair.
To be honest, I've been trying to get a haircut for 2.5 months now.
Holy crap.
And I finally got it this week. Because the guy who cuts my hair kept, like, having problems and couldn't do it. So I had the soldier's helmet in the form of hair.
Did he have hearing aids?
So...
He just ignores you.
No, he has a growth the size of a baseball in his colon, Brent.
Wow.
So you wouldn't call that hearing aids?
Anyway... So, yeah, now I have a haircut, so I guess I don't have good hair anymore.
My only phobia, I know people say I'm afraid of jellyfish. I'm not really afraid of jellyfish. My only phobia is having my hair cut.
Okay.
I'm afraid that someone will cut my ears off with scissors.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, terrifies me.
What is that phobia called?
Seriously, I'm breaking out in a sweat right now just thinking about it. It's frightening.
Hey, Spencer, there's some scissors behind you.
Ah!
Do we have a MP3? A call?
So no, we haven't. We didn't even begin to answer this guy's question.
Oh, that's right.
Well, first thing off, I want to know how did he become a control point member without like playing TF2?
Well, maybe he played it on the 360 or the PS3.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Good call there.
That's funny.
I think what you need is you just need a computer good enough to run it, and that's kind of hard to go into over the podcast. What I would recommend you do is you like get on our forums and like start posting about your computer there, and then people in the forums will be able to tell you, yeah, your computer's fine, you can play it, or no, your computer sucks ass.
Yeah. By the time we tell you what specific thing to get, it'll be obsolete by the time this podcast hits iTunes.
Yeah, especially since we are doing this podcast in the past and we're sending it to the future.
This is true. It's actually 1985.
It is.
Hi, Control Point. This is Brilliant from Australia, but I'm currently in Shanghai. I've just got a short question this week. What's your favorite environmental hazard? And by that I mean things like the saw blades from sawmill, the central pits in Nucleus or Steel, or even the pumpkins from Harvest. Do you think they add an extra element of fun to the game, like random crits, or would you prefer them off? Personally, I really love the pumpkins. I think they're TF2's answer to red barrels. That's all this week. Thanks, guys.
Man, I love the pumpkins. I'm going to have to go with the train. I love the train. I can't get enough of the train.
Yeah, I think the train's the best.
I think this is going to be almost universal. I agree. The train is the best.
I like the walls you can blow up.
Which one? In TF2?
Yeah.
Which ones?
What is it? Not Wolf. We always get it confused with Wolf, but it's like a
Warpath.
No. Warpath. Yeah. And you can blow up like the walls, and I like how you can move the truck.
I mean, if we see more of that, that'd be great. Or the companion cube in Snowfort. But
yeah, okay.
Is that
I'm gonna
a hazard?
Have to reverse myself.
Yeah, these aren't hazards.
Oh, that's not a hazard. Yeah, it's more of a toy. You know.
Whatever.
But the train is definitely a hazard. Next. I mean, if it can kill you, it's a hazard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think the train is great. The saw blades, I think, add a certain dimension to
they
that
just,
room.
They annoy me.
Well, I mean, yeah, because they kill you and you don't expect it. But
not in a fun way.
You know, the only time I've been killed by the saw blades, and granted, I've only played the map a couple times, but the only time I've been killed by the saw blades was when I walked up to the saw blades and went, hey, I wonder if these can kill me. Oh, yep. Yep, I'm dead.
But when the saw blade kills me, I'm like, gosh, stupid thing. But if I get run over by a train, I'm like, woohoo! I just got smacked in the face with a train!
See, but I have to live with this every time I get hit by a train, right? KS got run over by a rail car! And I'm like, son of a, why did I do that song?
I'm the one that wrote that, man.
I know, it was mine, like I said. Okay, so...
Got another MP3 here.
Hey, CP. Rupertofly here. I was playing on a Dice Wall server last week, and a griefer was somehow only letting NGs go through the door on CP2 of Dust Bowl 1. This got me thinking, what if there were certain doors that could only be opened by some classes? E.g., NG can power up an electronic door and let the people through. Spy can crawl through lasers and deactivate the lasers from the other side. This could make for some interesting gameplay, as well as making those non-comp classes somewhat useful. Do you think this could fix the lack of teamwork in pubs? And for the mapmakers out there, could it be done in the current build? Hit me up on twitter.com/rupertofly, but send your hate mail to twitter.com/WesWilson. Just kidding, Wes. Hate mail goes to rupertofly too. See ya!
Nice little stab at Wes there.
That's all right.
You know, that's man, already where I send all my hate mail. So. Yeah.
What's up with this episode, man? You're getting some hate today.
And some love. I got the hair. Come on.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty much a hate.
Luxurious
one,
locks. My fans love me and
I
my hair.
I think
hair.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. It's not something I'd ever expect Valve to do, but I would love to see something. I love the laser blades idea with the spa.
The laser blades?
Laser.
So do you shave with laser blades?
Oh my god, I'm gonna die. I'm stupid.
That's the name of the episode.
Laser beams.
Death by stupid.
I want to see a room full of sharks with frickin' laser beams.
Out of their eyes. Yes. Yeah. So, since are we still on this question?
I think that would provide some really neat stuff. It just the one thing I would be afraid of is, I mean, you don't necessarily want to provide like 9 different entrances to a given room. It's too much to watch. It's too much to guard.
Best server ever.
Well, I think there's also another issue around here. Like, all the modes are pretty much you jump out and you go do the task. Like, if you have this other tasks that you've got to like wait for. What are you doing while you're waiting for the spies to go? What if you don't have spies? What, you know, it's like, well, someone has to go spies and do this, and you're just sitting around jacking on, around until
I think it would be a good spy
clears it up.
I think it would be a good game type where you have one side that has to go through sort of like an obstacle course, and the other team is trying to defend against it, and so you've got all of these hazards that are the main focus of one team while the other team's trying to kill them. I think that could work.
Best in class.
Except best in class isn't really good. I hate that map so much.
I want to do some skyscrapers somewhere. I haven't done that in forever.
Oh, God. I want to do some CP falling. I haven't done that forever.
Okay, so we got an email from Phaser here.
Yay, finally!
Apparently he's set to stun.
Hey, it was funny the first time.
Wow, that was pretty stupid. Nice.
This show is the best one we've ever done. You know what? Screw episode 100. Let's just release this on Christmas.
For real.
Okay. Hello, CP. Would you kindly go and check tf2stats.net, a new site for collecting map servers, players, and items usage statistics? Would you kindly join their Steam group and share data about your TF2 playstyle? Finally, would you kindly make the 100th episode the best episode ever, at least top 10?
No, and yes.
You know what? I'm gonna play down episode 100 here.
Yeah,
play it down. You guys are like building up the level of anticipation so much that no one's gonna like it. You know why? Because it's not that good.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Might as well just make it suck all the way. I mean, you know, it already kind of sucks, but you don't know.
Yeah,
suck
I think that's a good idea.
Thing.
We should make it the best worst episode we've ever done.
Mm-hmm. I think we should just spend the whole hour going.
I think we're going to make episode 100 epic sounding, but then we'll play it through the loudspeaker, all nasty sounding.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah.
And that's how everybody will hear it, is just like that.
With Wes
So
spitting.
Has anyone been to this tf2stats.net site?
Yes, I did.
I have been there now.
tf2stats.net. It's really good. It's a nice layout. If you you can look at your own stats, you can see server stats and whatnot. But if you go to player stats, you can do a search, look up your name or whatever, or Robin Walker's name, and you can see each class is ordered in. It shows, you know, how much play time and each unlockable for each person, and then has details. I mean, it's nothing more than you can see already, but it's just a new layout, and it's nice. And it's easy to look up different people and look in their backpacks and stuff.
How many buildings do you think I've destroyed?
Buildings?
Buildings.
Like,
you know, dispensers. And
or maybe more. 1,500.
2,527. I average 7 an hour. Engineers, fear me!
Nice.
You know what?
What?
I've only destroyed 708, but I've played a lot less than you. I average 9 an hour.
Oh.
Suck it.
Dang.
Nine.
Well, see, I go after the engineers, not the buildings. You suck it.
What's your average damage dealt?
Average damage dealt an hour is 945,000.
All right, my building's destroyed. 1,100.
Really?
No, it's 12,000.
Wait, you have
to say, because mine's only like 15,000. Mine's 15,600.
Dang.
You have a lot more than me because you play Soldier. I play NG. So I have 1,159 destroyed. Yeah, it's pretty weak. Anyway.
Now, what's your average dominations per hour?
Dominations.
14.
Nice.
Per hour. Yeah, right.
This can't be right.
I have 1.4.
I'm 1.5.
Ooh.
2.3.
Whoa.
3.4, baby.
Yeah, it's because you're you.
Yeah, you're you.
I'm never playing this game again.
I'm 3.8 buildings per hour.
You know what, though? That's as a medic.
Oh.
Wow, that's weird. My only stat as a soldier on here, or actually I have two, is points captured, 3 an hour, and revenges, 1.4 an hour. Man, I get dominated a lot.
Man, if I actually look at heavy, my numbers are so much higher. It's amazing.
So anyway, this is cool.
I actually only have demo stuff for my buildings destroyed and my revenges. Everything else is heavy and one soldier.
Ooh.
bum, bum, bum.
Isn't that interesting?
This is funny. How many people have I killed as a spy since the game came out? My LPC.
How many?
31.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so that's better. As a soldier, I do 16K an hour. Boy, this is probably the best.
I love this site. We could do a whole podcast just reading from this site.
The world.
Hey, guess what my average kills per hour as a sniper is? Guess. Come on, guess. Do it.
Oh,
pretty awesome.
You're not guessing.
I do still have the best looking navel.
Yeah. You do.
So, anyway.
So check that out, man. It's tf2stats.net. .net.
That's really impressive. I like this site a lot.
An email from
Plus,
John.
Plus, if all of our listeners look us up, maybe we'll end up in the top 10 on player stats.
I highly doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to be up there. Anyway. What was next?
An email from John Maz.
John Maz, I love that guy.
You want to know what? You know why I'm looking forward to CPCon more than episode 100?
Because John Maz will be there.
John Maz is going to be there, and I'm gonna give him a big old hug and tongue.
He made an awesome poster. An awesome poster for CPCon 3. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for everybody to see it. You should go to our website and check it out.
Well, and anybody at the con is actually going to get a mini poster. Well, it's little, but it's still everybody gets to go home with.
It's
with
not
it.
The size of the poster. It's the something, something, something.
It's the ink. It's the fact that it's free.
Yeah. Deal
with it. So anyway, his email: Hey CP, I have had a pet peeve with TF2 for a long time. I realized that maybe I could turn to the community for a solution. I am always frustrated by the small amount of data the game gives you when you die about how well you played when you were alive. I spend a lot of time dead waiting to respawn, so maybe this is a bigger issue for me. It tells you overall kills, deaths... What? I'm having trouble with this. It tells you overall kills, deaths, and assists, plus a few other stats that are mostly class-specific, such as headshot, backstab count, heal amounts, etc. When I really get into the game, I want much more detailed stats about how I did the past round versus previous rounds. Imagine a plugin that, after every round, told you how many kills you had in a round, how much damage you've dealt, how much you've taken, your accuracy percentage, etc. Maybe it even charts it out for you. I don't know about anything about what can be done and what with plugins, but it seems like it wouldn't need to be a huge project. What do you think? Is there a need for this in the TF2 community? Does this already exist and I'm just really out of the loop? John Maz. P.S. I hate the reverse knockback when shot in the back by the scout's force of nature. Why is that not fixed? It doesn't make sense! Exclamation point.
I think this
well,
is
there's
a great
this cool
idea.
Site called tf2stats.net that's tracking it overall. So could someone do like a tf2stats.net where you could like track individual matches?
Huh? I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends on the frequency that it gets updated. My guess is it probably doesn't get updated in real time. But, you know, that's just my guess.
We're going to stop and play a match real quick and see if it updates the stats.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
I wish that it would, like, I wish that the kill cam, like, if you're waiting to be rezzed, I wish it would show you more stuff from the previous life. Like, I wish it would go back in time and show you stuff that you did before you died. You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, that's interesting. A little instant replay kind of?
Yeah, kind of like a little instant replay cam that would play while you waited to respawn.
So then you could actually see I mean, obviously you made a mistake because you're dead. But you can really see it from a third-person view and see exactly the fact that you walked around the corner, right, into stupid sentry. I like that.
I think that'd be cool if it kind of worked kind of like a DVR where it's like always recording, but like it then detects, oh, he just got 5 kills or something in a row.
You know, that's
Let's
what
keep
they
that
do
past minute and then show it to him while he's dead.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
That's what they do in Call of Duty, like in Modern Warfare. It's not like a third-person thing, but when you die, it gives you a death cam that shows you being shot by the person that shot you. So you can see what they did, how they got you.
That's pretty good,
too. That's what we want. But I do like the stats thing, too.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like the stats at the end of a of the movie in, like in a Left 4 Dead movie.
Right.
Like, yeah, you come to the end and the credits roll, you know?
Having headshots.
While you're loading the next map, why not? Why not scroll that stuff up on the screen? This is everything that happened while you were playing Turbine, you know?
Yeah.
So and so had the most
headshots. You know Valve is tracking that stuff because they love their statistics. So it's out there somewhere.
And I have an example, okay, right? The answer is 42. Now I'm shot and I'm dead. And you say, what's that?
Hey, Control Point. This is Grant 97. And I was just wondering, I have two questions. First of all, what's your favorite game mode on TF2 and why? And second, do you think it's possible to make a good machinima without using stuff you have to buy like Fraps or Sony Vegas? Thanks. Bye.
I guess to answer the second one, you know, Fraps isn't very expensive. It's like $30. You know, but
well, I mean, he's
and well worth it
when he's talking about doing it on a budget like for Nada, you know.
Yeah, okay. Talking. I mean, if you want a free thing, I would go to WeGame.com. It's a recorder and it will give you an AVI, and then you can take that and edit it. And there's many freeware video editors, just Google them. I mean, Windows Media Editor. What is it? What is that one called?
Movie Maker.
And I think that's free, right? You just got to go to Windows and download it. And now it only does, like, I think two tracks, maybe?
Probably. It's
for
really
the free
simple.
One. It's pretty simple. But
at least you can trim and stuff.
Yeah.
But WeGame.com is great. I mean, you can post stuff there as well, but I would go there and grab their free screen recorder.
And another thing you can do, now this is money, but it's much cheaper than buying the full version, is go onto eBay and look for an old version of a new software. Like when Vegas comes out with 9, go back and look for 7 or 6. It's still awesome software, just not as many features. But yeah. I remember my first copy of Vegas, it was like 4 revs behind, but it was $30. And it was Vegas, you know.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Also, GameCam. They have a free version. Now, it's an old one, but you could probably still find it. GameCam is kind of like a Fraps. I don't remember how much it is, but there is an old one floating around that's free. So
now, there's a little bit of a philosophical thing to consider here, too, and that's, you know, obviously, if you go these routes that we're telling you, you can get acceptable results if all you're doing is playing around and want to do something kind of funny and kind of quick. And it's also good practice because the skills that you use to do these things are the same pretty much regardless of the software that you use. So it's really a good thing to get started with stuff like that. I think the worst mistake that people make is they decide they want to do something and then they go and spend a whole bunch of money and then they never do anything with it. So
that's true. Yeah.
And he's had a first part to that too. That we
our favorite game types.
Yeah.
I think we probably
Mine's
covered
easy.
This many
Control
times.
Point.
Control point maps?
Control point.
I like payload maps the best right now. It changes, but right now I like payload.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Brent?
Payload's probably my favorite right now.
I haven't done too many payload races. In fact, maybe
I think payload sucks.
Maybe a total of 3 times have I ever played that. Not that I hate it, it's just never in the rotation.
Yeah. We got an email from Winnin.
Well, 1 second, real quick. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to put this link in the doc for you to add to the show notes, Eric. But it's a Wikipedia. It's a list of video editing software, and they have open source on there, so that's free right there for you.
Oh, cool. Okay. Very nice.
We got an email from Winnin.
Winnin.
Hey guys, this is Winnin from over at Multiplaying. I've been catching up on the latest shows, and on 95 or 96, you mentioned wishing for a progressive, objective kind of gameplay. Well, if you check it out, the Age of Chivalry mod, you can find the very thing you're looking for. It's a medieval warfare mod, and many map features objectives that have to be done in order. For example, first you have to move supplies to the front of the castle. Then, when you have enough to the objective location, a siege tower appears. Then you have to push it to the castle wall. Then you have to get over and open the gate. The other team is trying to stop you before time runs out. Not only that, but the next map is determined by the outcome of each round. If one side manages to get through the gate, the next map will be inside the castle. Likewise, the next map features the other team pushing the losers back into their territory. It needs some tweaking still, but it's a fun mod. Check it out, www.age-of-chivalry.com. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You know, I've actually played Age of Chivalry, and it's not the only game that I've played that has, you know, objective-based maps. I think what I really want is I want those objective-based maps specifically for Team Fortress 2. You know, because I really like the core game of TF2, and I want to see it in TF2.
Oh, is this different models?
This is from Half-Life 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is a Half-Life 2 mod. It's actually it's a medieval warfare type thing.
Oh. Yeah.
You're all depressed now.
Yeah, I was all excited.
No, it's a fun mod. Don't get me wrong, because I do like the mod.
I was looking forward to seeing the soldier and some plate mail and the, you know, the demo with some Molotov cocktails, you know.
Yeah, and the chief.
Well, maybe this will excite you. Golden buns.
Golden buns?
Golden buns.
Isn't that exciting?
It is.
Well, good, because Golden Buns writes in and says, here's a link to a picture of the TF2 team with Futurama characters. I thought it was pretty cool. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, this is neat. Let's see here. I forgot what it was or what it looked like. I got to click it on here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's take a minute to just have some dead air and enjoy
it. Yeah, and look at this image.
Let's look at this image.
Yeah, it's on this audio podcast. Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
You know what? I like how it looks.
I do too.
I really like, you know, on the color on the side. I think that's pretty cool.
I like how it does things that my eyes can see.
I like not describing it or showing it for our video users, too.
I like how it involves color and line.
Now, if you want to get famous, go out and do this with Simpsons or Family Guy, and then someone will be talking about it and linking it.
No, I really like this. I mean, there's we've got Bender as the heavy. I appreciate that, and Fry as the sniper,
and Farnsworth as the engineer,
and what's his name? The crab dude. Dr.
Zoidberg
is the medic. And who's the pyro? What's going on with the pyro?
The pyro is Kip. Is that his name? The green guy that is the assistant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
A terrible news,
I really like
everybody.
My
sentry is down.
Someone has sapped my teleporter.
Hey, I need a magic missile.
You want a magic missile, the darkness?
Yes.
Hey guys, Darkness here. So I had a TF2 ethics-related question for you. So the other day I decided to get on TF2 and just join a random server, which isn't something I often do. And while there, I chose to play sniper, which isn't something I often do. During the course of a game, I got behind enemy lines pretty far as a sniper. We were playing on Frontier, so the cart moves quite a distance. And during that time, I kind of got behind the enemy lines and was waiting behind everybody and sniping, taking a few shots here and there at a heavy or people that kind of were leaving the spawn or not necessarily targeting the spawn doors, but people that were coming out of spawn fairly close. I didn't really consider that spawn camping because a lot of people made it through. I'm not a good sniper, first of all, and I was only one sniper hanging out, and if anybody had wanted to, they probably could have come and hunted me down and took me out. On top of that, what was I supposed to do? Run past them, try to get in front of them before I start sniping, or take advantage of my position? Later that match, I was playing scout, and I was running forward towards the final cap point where there were two snipers that kept standing on the bridge that overlooks the final cap point and taking out our team. And I would go up there, scout, and take them out, which is what you do when there are snipers right outside of their spawn gates sniping your team. I then got kicked from the server. I'll leave the server unnamed, but I got kicked for that. And supposedly I was warned for the first time, even though I don't consider that spawn camping, and I definitely don't consider the second time spawn camping. So I guess I have three questions for you. Was I spawn camping the first time when I was a sniper, the second time when I was a scout, both, none, and how would you define spawn camping? In my opinion, it's when an entire team gangs up right outside somebody's spawn doors, and you can't even leave the spawn doors or open them without getting killed. It's not one sniper, one spy that picks people off that are close to their spawn doors, because that's the whole point of a sniper or spy, is that they can pick off choice targets, but they're not good if you ever get ganged up on. Thanks, keep up the great work.
Okay.
So this is what you're talking about, the spawn camping thing.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think spawn camping is I think it's kind of in the person who's getting dominated's mind, right? They're upset because they can't do anything about it.
Right.
Well, if they play with their team, wait for a few guys, and then go out and do something about it, then they... To me, it's like spawn camping these days is a tactic. If they didn't want people killing people as they came out the door, well, then they would make some kind of boundary where you couldn't get back there.
Right. You know? See, I agree, and I'd actually go further. I don't think it's a particularly effective tactic. I think that the way that the maps in general are laid out, the defenders have a huge advantage over anyone that's spawn camping just in terms of numbers. And really, I mean, what you're talking about isn't really spawn camping. It's just choke point camping. And that's just part of the game, isn't it?
Well, and if it was spawn camping, don't you think maybe they would only have one spawn? They would have multiple spawns, different doors to come out of spawns. I mean, they seem to try to make the maps where you shouldn't be able to really get pinned down in one place. You're either going to come out in a different place, or you're going to be able to work with the team and get out of there.
I mean, I remember when spawn camping meant you spawn and then you are killed immediately. And to call what we have in TF2 the same thing as that, I think it's just a reflex from an age gone by at this point.
To me, it's kind of like when you go into a map that's a snipe fest, okay? Snipers are okay, but when you're getting sniped all the time, it no longer becomes fun. You know, when the map is designed in such a way that the person who is sniping has an obvious advantage over everyone else.
Oh, that's a bad design then.
Yeah, right. I think that's bad map design.
And I think that there are certain maps that have bad design for the home base as well. Now, as long as it's only happening every once in a while, it's no big deal. And I think it's kind of fun when your spawn gets camped periodically, or
that's called spawn sweeping.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's fun and it's interesting, but if you spend a good 3 or 4 minutes just trying to get out of the base, you know, and it happens more than once in a given match, it can get beyond, you know, hey, this is fun, to, okay, I'm no longer enjoying this map because it's not designed properly.
Right.
I still think that it's very, in TF2, the way spawn camping manifests, and again, I'm reluctant to even call it really spawn camping considering the games we've played before in the past that had, you know, some seriously hardcore spawn camping, is what normally happens. Okay, so you're playing Granary and you step out of the spawn and all of a sudden you get backstabbed by a spy. Well, okay, so you spawn in the same spawn point. What do? You turn around immediately and shoot the guy as he tries to do it again, because there's only a limited number of angles he can come at you from. Now, that same spawn, is there any place where you can just camp outside of it and shoot from? Well, yeah, you can just stand there in the hallway, but someone else is going to come across you and kill you anyway. So, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of in, in a gravel pit, those hallways.
Yes.
Which are always choke points, and they're always death fests, or in a payload map, where you get to those really, really terrible... And this is why I don't like payload, generally. It's because it always comes down to these choke points where there's grenades going off left and right, and you can't go up to it without dying, and it's very frustrating for me. That, I mean, is that really any different than spawn camping? That's where I'm at, because I don't see it. I mean, like I said, when I think of spawn camping, I think of spawning and then getting shot.
There are two maps I think of when I think of spawn camping. I think of Turbine, and I think of Snowfort.
Okay.
And Snowfort is a... spawn camping there is a valid strategy. It can be really annoying, but to me, it's a temporary situation. You can't camp that spawn for long. Eventually, enough dead people will come out of there and kill you.
Yeah.
Okay?
And but to me, that's a flaw in the map, right? They have one spawn point, one door that opens up.
Yep.
You know?
But at the same time, it's fun every once in a while either to go over and camp their spawn and get about 4 or 5 of them when they're coming out the door, or to, you know, all of a sudden you go, oh, man, they're camping our spawn, man. We got to, you know. But if it's happening for half the game, it becomes annoying.
I just sort of think that people complaining about spawn camping in TF2 is roughly analogous to people complaining about someone using a rocket launcher in TF2.
Dude, those guys are jerks.
And what I remember about spawn camping from like when it was really bad was it was really 2-4 in the original TF2 when, A, people could get into your spawn room if you left the door open, and you could immediately die because there's a guy, a pyro, in there. Yeah. But it would be Demo Man with pipes, with throwing grenades into the spawn room. So you died like as soon as you spawned in, and there was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Do you know what that always made, and what I think of when I think about the original Team Fortress being frustrating for me? Dust Bowl, especially like leg two of Dust Bowl, trying to get out of your spawn in the original Team Fortress was just murder. It was just so many grenades.
Yeah, but to get kicked for it too, I'll say this. I think, I don't know, we may have mods that kick for that on our server. I would say here, I hope they don't. I wish they wouldn't, because I think it is a valid strategy, and if people are having issues with it, LTP.
Yeah.
LTP. Noob.
Learn to play.
Noob. Weak.
Yeah, there's no reason to kick anybody for spawn camping. If it's a problem, change the map.
And I'm sorry that Brent shot a magic missile at you, Darkness. So what else we got for this show?
We got rapid fire.
We ready for this? Are you ready?
Are you ready for
this? You know what? Hold on.
Whoa, okay, what?
Ready. Ready.
Do it!
Hey, guys. Darkness here.
Oh,
so
hey.
So I had a TF2...
That's not what we thought it was.
Man, the darkness shot us.
Yeah,
top 10, baby.
That was stupid of you, Brent.
It's my hour.
Right after the break, the quick fire question round.
It's that time already, huh?
It is.
All right. Well. Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
We shall.
It's a shorter one today. We only got about, I don't know, 20, maybe?
20? That's a lot, right?
All right. Let's get pumped.
Yeah.
You guys pumped? I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
All right. Don't be so enthusiastic. Calm down. So, first question. Does your waffle copter go swah, swah, swah?
No. Unfortunately, Wes just shot it out of the air, and it goes.
Fascinating. Blitzkrieg Uber or Blitzkrieg Bop?
Hey, ho, let's go. I'll take the Blitzkrieg Bop. Yeah, the Ramones. Ramones.
Suck it, Spencer, or suck it, Spencer.
Suck it, Spencer.
I would have gone with the other one.
Yeah, the other one was better.
Shut up. Suck it,
if
Eric.
If your five powers combine, who would you summon?
Five.
Jesus.
The chief. The chief.
Minus 5 points for not mentioning the chief.
Nice.
Never before have you been so wrong.
Nom nom or... Heavy's sandwich eating nom nom nom.
Is that me?
No, that's me. I hate Heavy's.
Wait,
is it om nom
it
nom?
Was adrenaline
or nom nom nom?
Defib or bile bomb?
You're asking someone who doesn't play Left 4 Dead 2 a Left 4 Dead 2 question.
I'll take the pills.
That had absolutely nothing to do with Team Fortress 2. But I guess we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Why is Coach the most awesome character in Left 4 Dead 2?
Because he's the biggest target?
What podcast are we on?
It's the safe point.
Control house.
If you were trapped on an island with any Left 4 Dead 2 character, would you prefer Cheez-Its or pretzels?
You know what? You didn't give me the cheese nips possibility. I want cheese nips. I'm not resting without
awesome.
Cheese nips.
Its are the way to go.
You're on defense. Do you use a Uber or a Blitzkrieg?
Uber.
On defense?
Uber.
On defense?
For losers.
Valuable information. cook the team's Thanksgiving dinner?
The pyro, of course. He roasted it.
He burned it.
Yeah. It was tasty.
You're wrong. It was actually the Blue Scout's mother. Oh.
Why is she burning?
She's not burning anything. She's cooking dinner.
Arby's cast or antique farming equipment cast?
Antique farming equipment cast.
What? I love that show.
I did. No, too. That was the best.
I love it. Favorite show ever.
Really? No. Quality.
Is it really worth living in South Carolina for the Hush Puppies?
You know what? The Hush Puppies are pretty damn good. I will say that.
Lumps of fried dough. Can't go wrong.
I think you meant when I whisper in your ear, Hush Puppies.
Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2?
Left 4 Dead.
I think we all know the answer to that question.
The first one?
What's the second one? How am I supposed to know?
I thought you did.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
I do. I like pina coladas.
It's hard to sing it with the music.
I know.
I like pina coladas.
But I like
Eric
pina coladas.
As the scout's mom or Wes as a furry?
You get to add.
I don't want to be a furry. I'd rather have Eric as the scout's mom.
That would be hot.
It would be.
Oh, wait. Which one?
That's
Eric, the really scout's mom.
I'm a little sarcastic today, aren't I? And the final question. Or new game type, dream catching?
Dream catching, Spencer?
Totally. Oh, Spencer.
Go Spencer's turn.
I like hockey.
All right. Hockey. So, hope that one went well, since I never listened to these live. And I don't know how it's going to be after I record them. Usually, it's awesome. Okay, the special thanks brought to Liquid Cool 81, Jazz, Snuggernaut, Torchmaster, St. Louis Ribs, Metal Link, Bulletstorm, Korn, Brillium, and TWH 2012. Alright, okay, thanks, bye.
And to the chat room, I would not be a bear, I would be a raccoon.
What?
And definitely not an armadillo. Like, what is that?
The Christmas armadillo!
You know what?
How do you cuddle up to a hard-shelled armadillo?
I did the first Spencer Secret Lab and made you say armadillo, and for some reason people like think that now you like armadillos. Armadillo. I don't know why.
I see so many armadillos around here that run over. Like, yeah. I thought that was like a Texas thing or something.
No,
they're taking over the world.
Well, yeah. I think the Indians went there on their Trail of Tears and they sent the armadillos packing.
Chief, what?
So will armadillos get to like make casinos in Alabama or something? Chief,
what? Chief, what? Huh? Chief?
Say something about the chief. All right. Moving along this Death by Stupid episode, apparently. Player of the Week. Player of the Week. Player of the Week.
Get on ya!
Get on up!
Get on ya!
You know what? We just got... What do we have? Have we already decided?
I put down one, but we haven't decided as a team.
You know what? I think we just got a really awesome poster for CPCon.
From Mr. John Mazza.
John Mazza.
Has he been? I bet he has.
I think
he probably has, because okay. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
How many times has John Mazza been Player of the Week? Where he was in the Ustream earlier.
Jay Mads.
But he's not there anymore. I don't see Jay.
You know what? Never mind. I don't think John Mads should be Player of the Week.
Jay Mizzle.
No? Well, let's see. Maybe we should just make someone in here. Oh, okay. Everybody in the chat room, who hasn't had Player of the Week?
Everybody. Everybody's
who
Player
hasn't?
Of the Week.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, because this episode has been so bad that we're willing to interact with the chat room.
Is that true?
Everyone is saying me. Is that possible?
All right. I'm going to pick someone at random here. Ooh, someone said, make it Brent. Yeah, okay, Chaos, CP.
Brent, what? No.
Brent Copeland.
No.
I've never been.
That's a good thing.
Never
Brent
been.
Brent Copeland is Player of the Week, and because
God.
Brent Copeland is Player of the Week, everyone should go play Soldier.
Yes! Play Soldier.
That is just lame. Lame.
Lame, I tell you.
That is the lamest. Leia's on my side. Leia, I would have made you Player of the Week.
Totally.
If it had been up to me.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I wasn't going to pick anybody from the chat room. I just
everybody here. Okay. We have I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and after I say 1, 2, 3, you have to say either Brent or Leia. Okay. 1, 2, 3, Brent.
Leia.
Oh, I thought you meant in the chat room.
Oh. That didn't work.
Oh, I thought you meant in the chat room,
come
too.
Come on. No.
Oh, Brent, you just got outvoted. It's Brent. It's Leia. Leia is player of the week. I know you're like our third choice.
I don't hear that anymore. What are you saying there, Spencer? So Brent's player of the week. That's awesome.
He pulled your plug.
He went
all click on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you're back.
Okay, Leia's player of the week.
Yay, congratulations, Leia.
You know what she said in the chat room? She said, I did not expect that to work.
That's how we roll.
If I had to have anybody else up there with me on the platform of player of the week, you are a perfect choice, so step on up here with me.
Yeah,
I'll share it with you. I'm a big guy, yeah, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
With a big heart.
Kick him in the nads.
That's what she said.
He'll crumple like a little...
I need to get some Leia healing. That was always fun.
That's true.
Wait, does that sound dirty?
Yeah,
I wasn't meant to be dirty. As a soldier playing TF2,
yeah, you're making it worse.
Healed by Leia. Awesome.
Right. Surveillance.
Surveillance.
We've got some stuff here. Golden Bun sent this. It's a TF2 version of the Discovery Boom Diada advert. It's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, Boom Diada, Boom Diada. Remember that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
With the people all over the world that sing the song, and it's a video. You've never seen it?
Wow. Wasn't it advertised?
It's really
before.
Incredible. You should see it if you haven't seen it. This Discovery Channel did it. It's like people in space, people in Africa, people all over the world.
Yeah. I did see it, yeah.
Well, it's TF2.
I don't have cable, so I don't see commercials.
It's on YouTube. I don't have
cable
either.
Why would I want to watch a commercial on YouTube?
Because
everybody in the chat room is watching commercials for us and clicking on them.
Yeah, clicking
help make us
on
money.
Them.
Yep.
But anyway, it's a good video. You should watch it. We'll put the YouTube video link in the show notes. Next up,
Cruel Rain shared some new female models with us. These are two new female models. There's one for the heavy and one for the medic, and they are excellent. I am a big fan. Some of the things that have been problems with previous models that I've seen are they tend to be a little they're either over
bodacious,
yeah, over sexualized, or they're over anime-ish, like they're too much like anime, and
or they're just too awesome like the female scout.
Well, no, the only three female models that I would be willing to play with are the female scout, the female medic, and the female heavy that were just posted. So I think they're excellent. And
these do look good.
Yeah.
And so these are by Chemical Aaliyah? Or is that just who posted the pictures?
Cruel Rain.
No. She just posted them on our forum. They are from Chemical Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, so, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Huh. Good job. Good job. So, yeah, I'd play with those.
Oh, and to go along with that, she is looking for people to help her test them or to do voice work.
Yeah.
So we'll put the link in there for the site, and you can help her out there.
Which
I would make a fantastic female heavy.
It's true.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's what she said.
So would you just feed her a lot?
Huh? Week.
He said he'd make a fantastic female.
Moving along. Can we move along?
We can. Please.
Move it shout along. Outs. Move it along.
Ah! That was our intro for shoutouts.
Outs! Outs! What are y'all doing? Y'all get a shout. Outs! Out.
No!
Outs!
No!
Nice. From episode 50.
Yeah,
makes me feel like, I don't know. This show is awesome. I love this show. You know what? I have hated every single episode we've done up until now. I love this one so much.
Sweet.
Worst show ever. Bottom 10.
Bottom 10. Like that.
So from Don Quixote Falcon CP, a shout out to Mintalk, who was probably shouting at the time, who was an awesome Uber spy on Wednesday.
There's nothing like getting on a team with Mintalk when he's losing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's usually no, rage quit. There's nothing
like getting on a team with Mintok ever. You know my big complaint about people shouting spy and not saying where it is? He's like public offender number one on that. Spy! Jesus, stand there.
That's awesome.
Oh, but yes, we heart you, Mintok.
I want to shout out to Bad Easy. And she does a really. She's been to most of the CP cons, if not all. Wait, all?
Yep.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Yeah. And she does a cool webcomic. It is whitehousecomic.com. It's WIGHT housecomic.com. I read it and it's cool.
And she's going to be doing a comic for our letter. We're going to be having like a daily letter during the CP con. Mm-hmm. I believe Times Square, John Maz, Boomrocker, and Shannon, or Bad Easy, are going to be doing comics for it.
Yeah.
Figgity feet. I meant swiggity sweet, but I said figgity feet instead.
Figgity feet.
Figgity feet. Also, we have a thanks to Medic Wine for making the intro for the audio version of this episode.
Yes, thank you, Medic Wine. Video user watchers haven't experienced it, but it is on the audio version, and it's a little alternate intro.
Eric,
it's actually pretty spiffy.
Eric,
yes.
Did you remember to press record for the alternate intro?
Oops.
Oh, I've got a couple shout outs here.
Okay,
I got a big old shout out to Boomrocker and John Maz. They've been working on the art for John Maz's been working on art for a CPCon.
Yeah,
Boomrocker's been working on art for episode 100, which
and it's sweet.
It looks sweet.
Amazing.
He also did.
He still hasn't done the cereal box I requested.
Well, he's also done the two of the posters that you can get now at deadworkers.com/network/store.
Yeah.
They're $10 a piece or 3 for 20, I believe, something like that.
Yeah, 3 for 20. If you're in the U.S., shipping is free. It's a $10 poster shipped in a tube.
And we need you. Here's the big thing. I think this episode will be out by then, but people in the chat room can hear it too. If you're going to CPCon and you want to pick them up there, A, you have to order by Tuesday so we can get them made in time. B, you will, if you get the 3-pack, you also get a bonus poster in lieu of paying for shipping.
Yes.
Bonus and, poster!
Yes. Right now,
and the last shout-out, and this also, it may be too late by the time the show comes out, but if it's not, go and sign up for CP Secret Santa on the forums. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be sweet.
It will be awesome.
Super duper sweet.
Ooh, and some news. I don't know if I said this yet, but Valve is sending swag for the CPCon.
They
3
are.
Bags.
I hope that it comes on time and not on Valve time.
Yeah.
we're getting Valve swag. We're getting Razer swag.
Possibly Razer. Valve swag. We know we have Jinx swag.
Jinx.
There's a couple other companies that are throwing in. I just ordered the badges, the badge holders.
And don't forget the Dead Worker swag.
Yeah,
yeah.
A bunch of Dead Worker swag.
CPCon is like a real convention.
Everyone is getting a jar of my very own urine.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
You better get peeing, because there's a lot of people coming.
And so right now I'm looking for bags. So if anybody finds a good place to get bags.
Swag bags.
I don't know if we have enough Windows bags.
All right. I think we've beaten this dead horse long enough here. Yeah. We gotta do some stuff for our illustrious sponsors, don't we?
You mean those fine folks over at lowpings.net?
Who, they're so awesome that they're even sponsoring this awful podcast. I mean, really.
Yeah, this is awesome of you to sponsor such a stupid show. Yeah,
this may be the last one that they sponsor.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I love how they're willing to bankroll train wrecks. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, everyone does love the train.
Yes. Yes, this has been proven. Definitely check out at the very end of this episode a new song parody by Bob Dash 101 called Two Fort Inc. Incorporated, that is, which is a parody of Feel Good Incorporated. And be sure to dig us. I was listening to old episodes, and it was always like, don't forget to dig us, dig us, dig us, dig us. And I was like, hey, what up, my diggers? Yeah.
Wow, they missed the train on that one, didn't they?
Yeah. Digga, digga, digga. So all the crazy stuff you can do, it's at the end of every freaking episode. Do we really have to go over it again?
No.
We do. You can
Twitter.com/Brent Copeland
You can send us a letter via the U.S. Postal Service.
blip.fm/control point
Or on an owl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's did you talk about the radio station?
I thought we mentioned there's 134 TF2 CP related songs and skits and things you've heard on the show, maybe not heard on the show. You can go and listen to free.
That's awesome.
You know, and I should point out one last thing that is going to be at the convention real quick.
What was that?
The listeners may not know that, you know, since I'm in South Carolina, I actually record my audio. And what I do is I send it to Eric, and he mixes it into the main mix. And the way I send it is by Messenger Hawk. So our Messenger Hawk is going to be at CPCon.
Sweet.
He's a good guy, too, that Messenger Hawk.
What's going on?
Why?
We're supposed to be ending the episode.
I don't understand why. Why we're... What? Stop.
Oh, also, there was this one time that I was playing 2-Fort, and there was a sniper on the other side trying to shoot me.
What an old crappy joke.
It's my hour to be stupid.
So, are we going to end this thing?
I think we should just keep talking randomly.
See how long people listen.
Like, are you still listening? Are we done?
Dun, 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 dun. You have now finished another episode of Control Point.
This is the best episode we've ever done.
Have I fooled you? Can this be the end?
The end is near.
Are we done? Ooh. Are we done? How about we just start throwing donuts at each other?
Donuts.
Eric's like, please don't throw donuts in my room.
Next episode is a Christmas episode, I think.
Oh, that's right. We didn't mention that. You have to get your songs in. For the next episode, if you want to do a Christmas song.
Get those
suckers in. We've gotten a couple in. We may not be able to play them all due to time and or quality. No offense.
What are you talking about? It's a podcast. No one cares how long or how crappy it is.
Except for the editor. So, unfortunately. Yeah.
And then after that, we got episode 100. We got Christmas coming up, so we're going to be busy.
By when? When do you need the Christmas songs in?
The Christmas songs in like 2 weeks or a week.
A week?
A week, maybe.
So by December the 18th.
That's good.
8 days from today that we're recording.
That's next Friday, December the 18th. Get your Christmas songs in by then. Also, I just wanted to make sure I mentioned it. I know I haven't mentioned it yet this episode, that the 12th is the last day for CP Secret Santa. So you should totally...
Totally
I did it.
Totally and have you guys seen that there's like a female heavy and a female medic now?
Don't forget to dig us.
Holy crap. Oh my god. There's a TF2 update. All my god. This is the best episode ever.
I forgot. What was in the briefcase today?
And that's another show. How much do we love our listeners? We love you, listeners.
We love you so much.
Death I love by our stupid. Listeners seven.
So much.
Bye.
I just don't want to end. I want to keep going.
Yeah, me too. I'm having fun.
Well, let's record World of WoW.
All right. So this is World of WoW, episode 54. Piggybacking on the worst episode of CP ever. That's it.
You know what's awesome is now you've just done the worst episode of CP ever, and you're tired, so World of WoW is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we'll see you guys next time for the... you'll be hearing the Christmas episode, I guess.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas.
Did we mention we might... Are we going to be off for a week?
We're going to be off forever.
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 Wes is getting all stretchy and...
I know. Wes is like, is it over yet? Are we done yet? It just keeps going.
It's hurting my sense of propriety.
Hey, Wes.
Did
you order a phone?
I did. I ordered a droid this week.
All right, let's talk about it.
I can talk about it when I get it.
What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to with your droid?
Getting it.
So how hard was it to get one?
Not very hard.
Not very hard?
Yes.
That's what she said.
Okay. That's what she said.
So they make you sign a 2-year contract?
Yes.
So they're kind of like that. Huh?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. How do you spell droid?
like anything to keep them talking.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Bologna.
I thought it was O-S-C-A-R.
Now we have to sing the baloney song. P-L-O-N-G... That's bingo. Wait.
O-S-C-A-R. M-E-Y-E-R.
I-C-K-E-Y.
Baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. Baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
Please tell me you're going to chop all this off of your head. Please. Just,
all right.
Just,
we're done.
Just
we're
hit
done.
The fade.
No, bye-bye. We're not done. We're not done.
Not yet. No, you can't do it. I'm going to...
You are now at the end of another episode of Control Point.
Victory.
Every one of you deserves a medal.
A podcast brought to you by the Dead Workers Party. See the show notes and leave comments for this episode at controlpoint.deadworkers.com. Or leave us a voicemail at area code 256-513-4772.
Alvidozen!
Hey, it's CP Corn here, and I have another tip for all the spies out there this week. It is significantly easier to backstab any class in their right shoulder, whereas on their left shoulder, it doesn't detect as well, and it's much harder. This is very useful when attempting a sidestab, because you will almost always be successful aiming for the right side. If you still don't understand what I'm talking about, I have a link to a video that shows the backstab detection fail using bots. I hope that helps all you spies out there, and I hope to see you on the server.
Do not fail me again.
2-4.
Come on!
2-4.
Crikey!
2-4.
Let's get him!
2-4. 2-4. 2-4.
Come on!
2-4.
Cave coward!
2-4. Scout is running through the base as fast as he can, on with some bonk and the FAN. He does not know what they'll have in back. Angie sent you guns and a heavy's hat. So when they have to glue you back together in hell, someone will always guard their intel. And you know the only thing we want to see is to have our score go up 1, 2, 3, yeah. 2-4, 2-4, TF2, still made forever, yes it's true. Ghost by Ghost Scout, it won't change, it is lagging, crashing soon. Guns forever, guns are free, camp forever, you and me. 2-4, 2-4, for the win, is a server full. Quake sounds, they make sounds, guard hounds, spamming the mic like ass clowns. Heavy sentries at the base, snipers always shoot your face. Damn, I'm getting shot out here, loud caps yelling all out here. Watch me as I dominate, ah ha 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 ha. Yo, we go to turbine and pipeline with our minds. We win the game, gonna bite the dust. Can't fight with us, with our team we humiliate. So don't rage, quit it, quit it. Until you stop spamming, spamming. Watch the way I dominate, ah ha 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 ha. 2-4 2-4 2-4 2-4. TF2, still me forever, yes it's true. Ghost by Ghost Scout, it won't change, it is lagging, crashing. Guns forever, guns are free, camp forever, you and me. 2-4, 2-4, for the win, is a server full. Don't rage, quit it, quit it. We top the scoreboard in it, study. Watch me dominate, ah ha 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 ha. Don't rage, quit it, quit it. We top the scoreboard in it, study. Watch me dominate, ah ha 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 ha. 2-4 2-4 for.
You failed.
Suckers.
Okay, I'm recording all this gold.
If you want to be my podcast.
Hey, Eric, you don't happen to have two.
What?
You don't happen to have two triple A's, do you? Or excuse me, two double A's.
Two double A's. I did, but I used them up. They're not charged. It takes 15 minutes to charge them. Which is pretty cool, because back in the day, it'd be like 4 hours to charge batteries.
Oh, I know. That? Yeah, I got the little, is it the little Duracell one?
Yeah, or it's Energizer, one. But yeah. And a fan comes on, it's real loud.
Yeah. I got that one too.
And it like just cooks them, like a microwave, and then it's done. Ding. Although it needs to ding when it's done. That would be sweet.
Maybe some toast pops up.
Yeah. Here's your batteries and a snack.
Dead Workers Party Network. Jumping the shark has never been so easy.